Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Blackhawks are back home at the United Center hosting the Calgary Flames, and we're talking with the head coach, Luke Richardson, who's the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Luke. How about games on your birthday? Did you have any big ones in your career?
I don't think so. I remember when I was in minor hockey, for some reason I wrote a paper in school and it was about scoring a breakaway goal, and I think it was for, I can't remember if it's for my birthday or my sister's birthday, which she didn't get to a lot of my games. But anyways, that was my birthday story for that went with hockey. But other than that, I don't remember anything big in the NHL. Just another day for me.
Well, hopefully some more good luck today. Calgary Flames in town. Kind of a weird setup on the schedule. Three road games, another home game, another three road games. But, I mean, you're a pretty regimented guy. Always stick to your schedule. Just status quo heading into tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think the guys had a good practice yesterday. Felt good about coming back in the game and winning. Not feeling so great about our trip and how we played. Especially in the middle game against Anaheim, I thought we had an okay start and just kind of fell off for some reason. And I think that's what trickled into the disappointment trickled into the next game. But, luckily we shook it off and had a little bit of fortune and got that win. And sometimes you have to win ugly and learn how to win ugly. And if you can do that, then the good wins are even bigger. So we got to learn that and understand what happened and use that to our advantage going forward. We got to realize this is one of our last home games of the year, one of the last five, I guess, and we have to make the most of it and make sure our fans are proud of how we start the game and how we finish it.
And going back to that intense practice yesterday, when you were a player through a bag skate, do you think about like why we're doing this often, or are you just kind of, all right, let's get this over with? I mean, what's going on through your head in that situation?
It's probably different, both those thoughts at different points of the time of the practice. But I think there's some angst leading into it because you know it's going to be a hard practice. So you almost feel better to get that out physically. And I think you're disappointed in our trip, road trip. And I think some guys are looking to push the limits to get, you know, and work hard and get back on track to how we want to play, especially here at home. So, I sometimes think those bring guys together. They're all working hard together. They might be a little grumpy at the coaching staff, which is fine, but that it brings them together. They're all talking about the same thing, and that's a team. So I think that's going to help us get off to a good start and realize the work that we have to put in against a strong team.
You mentioned that your strong message to the team in that San Jose game came before the intermission because you just felt that's when the message needed to be sent. Ryan Donato even said, you know, it was kind of interesting seeing you, such an even keel, nice guy, kind of lashing out on the team when it was needed. How much are you learning about yourself in that aspect as a head coach? Because you got to find the right times to do it. It can't be every time. How much are you learning about yourself in that regard?
Yeah, no, I think that was the right time. So confident that I picked the right time and didn't want to waste a timeout. Also, when you waste a timeout, everybody in the rink is watching what's going on. This, you can kind of hide it a little bit, even though you're not trying to hide it with the players. Everybody else is doing their own thing in the normal TV timeouts. And I think it was very useful. So I thought, I've seen other coaches do that as well. And I think it's a smart move. So it worked out well.
What have you liked about Lucas Reichel's game? I know he's taken a lot of strides, but I'm sure there's still another notch both he and the coaching staff probably want to see from him.
Yeah, definitely want to get him on the inside and shooting that puck and driving the net more. And I think we saw that, especially in the third period last game. We just want him to feel good and take charge out there. And he's not going to score every night. No one is. But it'll give him a better chance to, and that gives him a better chance to look well and fit in where he should. And it also helps the team. So we're hoping for him to feel confident and just take charge, and we'll give him that opportunity.
Luke, thanks for doing this. Here's to a Lucas Reichel breakaway game-winning goal. You can write a paper about it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.